Job chapter 37. At this also my heart trembles, and is moved out of its place. Listen attentively to the sound of his voice, and the sound that goes out of his mouth. He directs it under the whole heaven, and his lightning to the ends of the earth. After it a voice roars. He thunders with the voice of his excellency, and he will not restrain them when his voice is heard. God thunders marvelously with his voice, great things he does, which we cannot comprehend. Because he says to the snow, be on the earth. Likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain of his strength. He seals up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens, and remain in their places. Out of the south comes the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God frost is given, and the breadth of the waters is frozen. Also by watering he wearies the thick cloud, he scatters his bright cloud. And it is turned around about by his counsels. That they may do whatever he commands them upon the face of the world and the earth. He causes it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. Listen to this, O Job. Stand still, and consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know when God disposed them, and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Do you know the balance of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? How your clothes are warm, when he quiets the earth by the south wind. Have you with him spread out the sky, which is strong, and is a molten looking glass? Teach us what we shall say to him. Because we cannot order our speech because of darkness. Will it be told him what I speak? If a man speaks, surely he will be swallowed up. And now men do not see the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passes, and cleanses them. Fair weather comes out of the north. With God is terrible majesty. Concerning the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power, and in judgment, and in plenty of justice, he will not afflict. Men therefore fear him. He does not respect any who are wise of heart.